Blog Talk Radio.
We have a very special guest with us today. She is an author. The Hair Radio Morning Show would like to welcome Miss Gloria Lee. Gloria, welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
I thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Well, it is my pleasure to finally get you on our broadcast. Now, I have to just jump right on in. You are the reason we're celebrating the Women of Courage Month all month long. And I like to say this, it's not just this month, but it's every day here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So we want to start by you telling the folks all about your beautiful books. You've got two, and they're titled Women of Courage. So let's start with book one. Tell us a little bit, what exactly is Women of Courage all about? Tell us.
I began writing the books because I wanted women to understand how much courage it takes to be a woman. See, our courage is not acknowledged. Men acknowledge their courage. They speak about courage on the battlefield. They speak about courage being a minister. But female courage has never been acknowledged, and that's wrong, and it has been used to enslave women because it does not let women understand the power that they have inside them. And I began writing the books because I wanted women to see other women who have succeeded because they had courage. So I had began to research my mission, actually, when this first started, was to find out why men killed women. So I began researching that. But as I began to research, I began to gather other information, and I began to see that part of the problem was the fact that women did not acknowledge themselves. Women have been told that they're servants, that they're supposed to serve. Correct. That's fine. But they haven't been told that they have a right to be their own person. And because of that, women live desperate lives. They live lives that they hate. They learn to despise themselves. And in turn, they are unhappy. For years, especially between 1920, 1950, women either drank in the basement, they'd have a little sherry every day, and then when tranquilizers became part of the vogue, especially for white women, okay, they began, the white doctors would prescribe them tranquilizers. This was based on the theory that women were hysterical, okay? So this part of their spirit had to be controlled through medication. But actually, what was happening is women were internalizing their anger and their rage because they were forced to live lives that they did not want.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Carrie Hines.
good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carafe Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
All right. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. And I have with me, of course, Nicole Marie. Again, morning, happy early
Carrie.
Morning.
Yes.
First
good morning.
Hour.
Happy morning. Yes.
Yes. I want to say that folks have always talked to us, Nicole Marie, about morning routines, and we do a
right.
lot of talk here on the Hair Radio Morning Show about,
yes,
you know,
we
what
do.
We do each day and, you know, things that help to inspire and aspire. And I think the affirmations, I think they really seem to land.
Yes,
and
do.
It seems to resonate so much with folks.
Very important,
and
yes.
I want to talk, you know, let's give folks a little, you know, positive, great quote or some kind of way to, you know, if we did the Let Your Spirit Soar, which really
right.
was all about positivity and great affirmation. So let's, I'm going to turn it over to you this morning to you know, introduce our great affirmation talk.
Thank you,
Nicole
Carrie.
Marie, you've got it.
This morning, this affirmation really, really touches me. It's very inspirational, and I've kind of taken it very personal. And I hope it does the same for you as well. Strength isn't about how much you can handle before you break. It's about how much you can endure after you've been broken.
We'll repeat that one more time. Yes, repeat
okay.
that.
Okay. Strength isn't about how much you can handle before you break. It's about how much you can endure after you've been broken.
And why does that resonate so much with you, Nicole Marie?
Because it's more about after you've been broken, not giving up and being able to hang in there, being able to push through, endure through whatever it is, whatever storm that you've gone through. It's more about picking up the pieces and getting yourself going, keeping yourself going, being able to keep moving and just endure through whatever situation it is that you have gone through, that you may be going through after the fact. Not so much like the first part said, you know, strength isn't about how much you can handle before you break, but it's after you've been broken, you being able to pick yourself up and keep moving, keep going. So that was just very key to me and very, just touched me and just very personal to me because it's after you've been broken, after you've already gone through the storm, you have to keep on going. That's where your strength lies in being able to keep going and persevere and just continue.
Exactly. And for me, when it comes to, you know, what makes us strong, I'm always, because my mom always, those were her words, be strong. So
right.
I so live by those words every day. And I learned along the way, just like this really is saying, you can fall down. But get up.
Yes.
It's okay.
Always,
it's
okay. Always get up. Yes.
Get up.
And in
really
life, we're
going to
do that. There are things throughout life that knock us down. But
yes.
Get back up and try
right.
and
Don't.
Try again. Keep moving.
Exactly. Don't let anyone ever talk you out of that.
Yes.
Okay. You know, for me, and I'm sure for you, Nicole Marie, and for our fans and so forth, you know, we have to learn. That's why we do the getting back up. It's
yes.
in the falling down that we actually learn. And those
yes.
are the lessons that really teach us. And that's where your strength is developed.
That's where your strength lies. Yes.
That's where it lies. And that's where you find out how strong you are.
Yes.
So
yes.
Great.
To know that you can keep moving. Yes. I love it.
Me too. That's a tough one. Yes, I love that as well. We're going to have to put this over in the Hair Radio Online community. So please
great.
Do that before we, yeah, so folks can go there and see that, because that's something don't want to forget. All right. Great affirmations. We will continue to bring you these affirmations right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Listen, we are talking about hair and beauty and community on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So up next, now she is all about entrepreneurship and helping to support your own community. And we play this every day to help inspire folks as well. We're talking about the one and only Maggie Anderson Peace. So stay with us, and she's up next.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of The Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. That means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, "Hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned hair care challenge," and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
Surround yourself with people whose eyes light up when they see you coming. Two, slowly is the fastest way to get to where you want to be. And three, the top of one mountain is the bottom of the next, so keep climbing.
Don't allow anybody to make you feel that you are nobody. Always feel that you count. Always feel that you have worth. And always feel that your life
freedom song. I am a woman, I am an artist, and I know.
to know that these women of color, these black women from science and engineering and cosmetology and all the ologies come together because we care. And she and her team analyze the strands. You actually get a healthy hair care plan. And you can see it on our app because we do have an app. We're rooted in technology as well as everything that you need from your shampoo and conditioner all the way down to what hair tips, techniques, and tools. The other thing, Carrie, we are agnostic. So what that means is we don't have products that are under the Myavana brand. We partner with other product lines. We take them to research. We look and see what does this product do well. We put it in the system. And so for those customers that are seeking solutions with our technology tool, it will actually give the guidance of what products work best. So now we have opportunities for product owners and consumers to actually come together that their hair texture type and condition works the best with. And that is such a blessing because one of the things that Candace couldn't believe when she was in school as a computer scientist was the fact that how could she not get an app that's going to tell her what to use on her hair as she was having these challenges? And these hair journeys are not something that we just do, but it's something that we live. And that's the exciting part. So those are two of our offerings. And as I said earlier, we have a whole entire ecosystem. So for those people who are looking to be a part of the industry, we actually have a hair and beauty network. And you'll get to talk to Shirley if you sign up for that, who we've mentioned several times in this interview, because Shirley is over the hair and beauty network. So what we do is an assessment, like a business assessment or career assessment, and figure out your goals and how we can support you in it. And then we get a plan together and help you on that journey. And, of course, Sam is a huge part of that because the Black beauty supply stores are so integral for our ecosystem as well. And so now you have this great opportunity of merging the two together. And this is where we sit that we're excited about in this season is retail innovation. So if you have a beauty supply store, you're a salon owner, or even e-commerce, we have a tool that will help customize for your offerings that actually take a picture using AI technology and machine learning, will give the customer their texture, type, and condition, and automated instant results of what products to choose out of your particular offering bucket. So it's so many wonderful things that are happening in our company.
That's unbelievable. Yes, and I love that. I love that. Again, you know, folks, and I just want to make sure. Yes, absolutely. Our fans, that they know that this is a great positive side of technology. And I really mean it, and I love everything that Robin has said today on the show. And I'm just a listening. it's innovation on steroids, okay? This is incredible. So we're loving everything. So Chief Hair Officer, you guys have done it at Myavana. So I'm just loving it. So your website now is myavana.com?
Yes, www.myavana.com. And you can read all about us there. It's a great place to start with your journey. Our Instagram, and we just started on TikTok really good. Our lead hair consultant, Karen, she's exciting. So This part, Carrie, you talked about the technology and the positive side.
Yes.
We all need those human touch points. So you could actually book a consultation with one of our hair consultants, and they'll do a video consultation and help you with your hair journey at that
You guys have thought of everything. I don't think I can
we
say what's
are
next.
Excited.
That's usually my question at the way, towards the end. But you've done it. So I can't wait to hear what you guys, what you're planning for that you haven't already thought of. So that's my big question to you, Robin Hoover. Yes, and I'm loving my Ivana. I'm loving it. So what are some of the other things that, if there's one thing that you know, that you have on that big vision board out there, again, I can't imagine what that would be because you've got everything under the sun, which is fabulous. It's fabulous for our industry. So I
thank you
completely and your entire team at Marie Ivana. So let me just put that
thank
on out there.
Thank you so much.
And
we're so
excited.
Started.
Yeah.
Yes,
but
we
are.
I'ma bring a wow.
Because you've been balling since 24. Do one hand designer shoes all day, now your knees sore. Create your exit plan or you'll be stuck in the trap. Like selling dope, the money come fast and with no plan, it's a wrap. Miss your kids growing up trying to stack that paper. Now they're grown and you missed out on their life and I hope they don't hate you. The shop will make you money, but it can leave you blind. Taking that thing that you can't get back and that's called time. Taking trips to the hair show, yeah, that's sweet. But then you gotta rush back to the shop to stand on your feet. I'm just trying to school this generation the best that I can. Ball out and stack that paper, make sure you got an exit plan. The hair game is like a trap, money falling in your lap. God forbid you get sick, now your clientele off track. You better get you some insurance, and that's just something you can't dodge. Cause you mess around and you get sick, now you're forced to get a job. You buy your kids everything just to compensate for the time lost. Traded in the best years of their life just to call myself a boss.
What I've enjoyed doing all my life, for my little girl, I always loved messing with my sisters, how they had beautiful hair. And I always enjoyed doing this.
Callie Terrell loves making women look and feel good.
They feel good. Now when I do it again, they make me pay more.
Mrs. Terrell now only works to keep busy and to satisfy a few longtime customers like her daughter, Inez. She's 99 years old and anxiously awaiting her 100th birthday in November.
Well, if I give out my birthday to people, you have to pay for it. November 26th.
How old will you be?
100.
Her zeal for life is amazing, and so is her work ethic. WREG checked the state of Tennessee, and they first issued her license to operate on January 30th, 1945. She rents space in a salon now, but once had her own thriving business. She's outlived almost all of her customers.
People my age that I used to buddy-buddy with, I don't have a single one. I was in a bridge club. I'm the only one in the club that's living.
Work is part of her secret to longevity.
I'm not used to just being up in the house. See, I work so long. I've just been around people. So I enjoy being with people and doing something exciting.
Most old people, they're so dry and droll. I can't deal with that. I got to live. I do the things that make me happy.
Working brings her joy. but she plans to finally retire at the end of the year. But she says, don't expect to find her sitting around the house doing nothing.
I just be waiting on somebody to call and say, Carrie, you busy? I said, not what is it? Well, come on over here. We doing so-and-so. And I jump in the car and go, just want to do something.
My very special guest joining us today. You guys know her. She's been with us before. She is the director of the International Beauty Show, IBS, New York. So we are so excited to welcome back to the broadcast, Elizabeth Vantetti. Good morning. Officially, good morning.
Good morning. Right. Yeah, you have your cup of coffee in hand. You're ready to go for the day?
I do. You know me well. You know me well. Well, listen, I am so excited. Like everybody out there, you know, who goes to the, you know, IBS show, we're just thrilled and just counting down a minute until this show starts for 2024. So I've got to say, tell us what can we expect to see this year, Elizabeth?
A great, great question, Carrie. Well, the show is coming up March 3rd through 5th. It's at Javits in the heart of New York City. And yes, what I'm really excited about this year is that we are leaning into one of our campaigns, which is the Say Yes to You campaign. And it's really all about the licensed professional, right? We want them to come to Javits and just be loved on. We want to revitalize. We want to refresh, rejuvenate, energize, and just give those licensed professionals the skills, tools, education, networking opportunities to really, take it back into their business and just be the rock stars that they are. So one of the things that's new this year is we will have a Say Yes to You hub, which will be a place that we're providing some really interesting education. It's all about their well-being, right? Sunday we're going to offer free headshots. We're going to have chair massages in that space. And then on Monday, Tuesday, we're going to be doing some content that will be on mental health and gut health and emotional intelligence and meditation. And this will all be in one specific area on the IBS show floor. Will be, we've got our ambassadors, which are Jenny and David from Industry Aligned. They're going to be there to kind of show the professionals, like, how do they use their body appropriately? You know, when you're cutting hair or you're hoovering over nails, you know, there's so much achiness that happens with your feet and your legs and your back and your neck.
Exactly.
And
that's,
so, yeah, so we want to be absolutely able to show them, you know, how do you position your body? So you're strengthening your body and not hurting your body. So that's kind of something fun. But then we've also got, you know, some great education, Carrie. We've got the Powerhouse Pavilion is coming back for its second year. We've got the What's New for You Zone. Yay. We've got industry icons. So there's lots going on.
Well, it sounds like it. And we'll be in the house with the Hair Radio Morning Show, of course, to cover as we always do. Yes, we look so forward to it. And I've got to say, you know, you're always connecting industry legends with new folks out there in the industry, and, you know, and you're big on education and all of that. And I just say, for me, it's always exciting. It really is. I bump into folks that, you know, I get to see, and some, you know, we haven't seen in a while, and all of that. Yeah. So this is just a very special time for us, you know, in this business. So I'm looking forward to it.
It is. And it's, you know, we lean into that education. You know, education is so, so important. Yeah. And with, you know, there's over 100 sessions that are, and most of them are free with that admission to the show floor. So we've got texture and curly hair training, which is, you know, hot, hot, hot. We've got business education, how to attract more clients, how to enforce business policy, which I think is huge. I'm in so many of these chat groups where, you know, the customers aren't always so nice to our licensed professionals, right? So how do you best deal with no-shows? How do you get those, you know, address those bad online reviews? There's just so many, you know, nuggets of information that you can pick up on the trade show floor. And we've got hands-on workshops. We've got master classes. And you mentioned, you know, the educators going. We've got Sam Villa. We've got Roger Molina, Monet Everett, Kia Neal, Lupe Voss, Barbie Patel. I mean, it just, Jay Ladder goes on
amazing.
And on and on.
Yeah.
Yes,
this is
so
amazing.
I'm super excited by the show.
As you should be, again, if you guys are just joining us, you're listening to the All New Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines. Now, my guest today, again, this the biggest show in the country. I'm going to go ahead and just put it on out there. I just love IBS, IBS New York, of course, the International Beauty Show at the Jacob Javits Center. So we're talking about amazing exhibitions and you know, just a lot going on. For me, I love to walk around and just take it all in. I really do. I literally walk the floor and stop and drop by everybody's little area. It's just a lot of fun. It really is. So March 3rd, 4th, and 5th of 2024. So this is these are the dates. We want you guys there. And again, this is really important. I was to say yes to you. I don't. That's got to be new this year.
That you know, we started that campaign last year, and we love it. It's all about our attendees, and again, those refreshing that licensed professional. And we, I have to be honest, Carrie, we struggled a little bit with like, well, how do we bring that to life? What do we do? What does that mean? Because the show is. It's there's a lot going on, and so I'm super excited by just this the hub area and what we've got programmed in that space, and you know we've also got the look and learn stage that's programmed with some really strong presenters. We'll have Gordon Miller that'll be talking about the future of the beauty pro. Or pro beauty.
Wow.
And because that's, you know, that's, we're shifting industry, you know, there's so much that's going, you know, direct to consumer and, you know, how does the professional continue to suggest retail and make sure that the clients are using the products that are best for their hair,
right.
Skin and nails.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
You know, we've got Sam Villa that's going to be doing some trend-setting foundations. We've got the group from Hair Brains Live that will be on stage. So the attendee will walk away with lots of fresh new information.
Speaking of which, one of the other big, one of the other big reasons that we all look forward to coming out to IBS New York is that you get such amazing products and you have such access to, you know, they give such, I'm just going to put it out there, discounts and free gifts and all of that. They really do. So it's just, you just feel it's amazing. It's an amazing feeling and just so connected to an important, industry. So we just love it. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's a great point, Carrie. There's so many wonderful brands that are right there on the show floor, you know, looking to educate you, looking to provide you with some, you know, just that foundation on their products and how do you bring them to life with your customers. And, you know, just a shout out to, you know, Chi by Farouk and Olaplex and Andis and Hattori Hanzo Shears and Hot Tools and, you know, Hola Couture Extensions and Sunlight's Balayage, Product Club. We've got just the whole array of products and knowledge.
I was just going to say we always have Chi on the show. Yes. So So shout them out at Farouk. Amazing.
Such a great group. And, you know, just so
yes.
inspirational, right? When you're sitting in the audience yes. and it's all about the craft. That, you know, the licensed professional
yes.
went to school to get this license, and they
exactly.
need to be proud, and they get to, you know, see what's possible, what they can do in
exactly.
their chair as well. So,
well, I love
we
that
do also
you,
have,
I love, yes, what, go ahead, tell us,
no,
what else
I was gonna
you
say,
want.
Just too much to talk about. We've got a what's new for you area also, which is some of these smaller companies that have
oh.
never exhibited at IBS before. And so this is their
oh.
first time at the show.
Wow.
And so I hope your audience will come and stop by these companies
oh,
because, you know, they're looking to connect with our
well,
audience
absolutely.
As well.
And we're going to have that, as we always do, with our long partnership at the Hair Radio Morning Show with IBS New York. We're always excited to feature especially a lot of the, you know, what do they call it, those brands that are just kind of on their way up and are really
mm-hmm.
pushing themselves out there. They've taken the big step, and that's by coming and being part of the IBS show. And so we are super excited. We're happy to honor that and have them on the show as well. So make sure to send them this way. Always.
I will. That's so lovely of you. So lovely of you to offer that.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah.
So IBS. Okay. Well, I was just going to tell everybody, just a reminder, March 3rd, 4th, and 5th, 2024. Again, I'm super excited. That's IBS New York. That's at the Jacob Javits Exhibition Center. It's huge here in New York City. Everybody knows where the Jacob Javits Center is. And I've just got to say we're super excited to be talking today with the director. Hey, Elizabeth Stafford, you are really the person behind all of this. How do you keep all of this, you know, how do you balance it all? If I could just take a moment to ask you about that. How do you balance all this with home life and everything else that you're doing?
Great question.
That's amazing.
You know what? I'm so blessed to work with a group of professionals that are, you know, they take pride in their piece of the pie. It's definitely a team effort to bring this show to life. And, you know, not only do we have the beauty side, but we also have the spa side as well. So when attendees,
yes,
you know, come
yes.
to the show, they're able to walk both sides of the show floor. But it is definitely
yes.
a team effort, and I am so blessed to work with the individuals that are on that team.
And I got to shout them out because I love every year interacting with them. I absolutely do. And even throughout the week, throughout the year, I think I still bug you, Elizabeth.
I'm
always
a little I always love hearing from you, Carrie.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We just appreciate you so much. So listen, folks, I just want to say, please come out and support. You got to. What is the easiest way for folks? It's not too late. The professionals can still, you know, get the tickets and be part of this. What would you tell them to do in order to do that?
Yeah, great question, Carrie. I would just
thank
go
you.
Ahead and jump on those websites, you know, International
yes.
Beauty Show or IBS New York or IECSBNewYork.com, and they can register
yes.
Up, you know, online, or they can just show up at Javits and purchase a ticket right there on site. But know that you're going to get a little bit better value if you purchase your ticket before the actual day of the show. But I do want to share that we are going to extend a promotion to your Hair Radio listeners.
Oh,
and
wow.
to the first 50 listeners that jump on and buy tickets with the promo code Hair Radio, we'll give them 20%
yes.
off their admission.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so the promo code is HAIR RADIO. They go to the website, and that's the first 50, and they get a 20%
discount.
That's
20%
discount.
Absolutely.
That is huge. Oh, my gosh. Well, I have to thank you for that. Okay, and I have some folks, and here's the thing, a lot of them have already purchased their tickets because we've been talking about the show for a while, so we've been really, my friends are going to call me up now. So, yeah, so listen, it's not too late for you guys out there, but, yeah, I have had a few because we've always, you know, I talk about IBS all the time, so.
Have them grab a friend and enjoy the discount together. But yeah, we would love to see them on the show floor.
Awesome. Well, listen, we thank you. We thank you so much for doing all that you're doing. You are an industry beacon of light, and it's so very much needed. And I love that you're addressing a lot of other things. There's so much with emotional wellness for the professionals, and I love to see that addressed there as well. So good job, and come on out March 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Again, IBS New York, our special guest, Elizabeth Fantatti, our friend at the IBS New York show. So we'll see you then. Elizabeth, anything you want to shout out? Anybody you want to shout out to this morning on the show before we send you off?
You know, I just want to say a huge thank you to you for being one of our biggest cheerleaders. And
what?
Positive affirmations to all of those licensed professionals out there that rock it every single day and make a positive impact on so many people. So, it's all about them. It's all about you guys listening, and we love you, and we believe in you, and we are here to help support you as a small business owner. So
thank you. Well, we love you
positive.
Back. Thanks so much. Awesome. All right, Elizabeth, thank you so much for being with us. Elizabeth Fantatti again, IBS New York. All right. Okay, folks, you got it. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We've got a whole lot more to unpack. Stay with us. We'll be back.
She just wants to be beautiful. She goes unnoticed. She knows no limits. She craves attention. She praises an image. She prays to be sculpted by the sculptor. Oh, she don't see the light that's shining. Deeper than the eyes can find it. Maybe we're made of blind souls. She tries to cover up her pain. Cut her woes away. As cover girls don't cry after the face is made. But there's a hope that's waiting for you in the dark. You should know you're beautiful just the way you are. And you don't have to change a thing. The world could change its heart. No scars, so you're beautiful. With stars and we're beautiful. Girls eat nothing, she says. Beauty is pain and there's beauty in everything. What's a little bit longer? I can go a little while longer. She fades away, she don't see her perfect. She don't understand, she's worth it. All that beauty goes deeper than the surface. Oh, oh. So to all the girls that's hurting, let me be your mirror.
shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and I am so excited to, of course, have our amazing hair folks on from right here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. It is my great honor to reintroduce Keisha McAllister, all the way from out in Fairfield, California, along with our long stalwart participant here at Hair Radio. We're talking about, you guys have heard her commercial right here, Siobhan Desir, Roots Rock Salon in West Orange, New Jersey. So great to have you guys join us. And let me just say, Keisha, you have your wonderful Lavender Beauty shop out in the West Coast. So I just want to make sure I mention that. Welcome, guys. Hello. And I think this is your first time meeting through the radio. So
yes,
welcome.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.
Yes, yes. Both of you. It's awesome. So listen, I want to jump right on in. Keisha, we've done this before where we have Ask a Hairstylist. And we've done some of those segments. And Siobhan, you've heard this. And we chat a bunch off the air about these things. So this is going to be quite fun today. And I had some folks who kind of suggested some questions for us. And I'm going to read them.
Okay.
The first one is from Bessie. Bessie is in Detroit. And she says, I just moved from Houston, Texas to Michigan. I used to tip my hairstylist and the shampoo girl. This is what she writes. The new shop, this is the new shop. The hairstylist is the owner. Whom should I tip and why? Okay, so if the hairstylist is the owner, I guess is our question. Should she tip the owner or slash hairstylist, or does that matter? You know, how do you feel about that? Keisha, we'll start with you, I guess, all the way from California. So what do you say? How do you feel about tipping and all of that?
Well, I mean, tipping is, I guess, as tipping does. You do have some clients who are grateful every single time you sit in your chair, and they tip you. But then sometimes you just have people who will keep coming back. And I'm grateful for the repeat client. You know, if they keep coming back and they send referrals and, you know, next thing you know, you're doing three generations of a family, then I'm okay with that because they just keep coming in. So.
Right.
Even if they don't tip, they keep coming back. Right. Because they give me another person. And that person is coming. You know, really. And it means that I'm doing a good service. And it means that they trust me and they're telling, you know, their family. So I'm grateful either way, honestly. As the owner hairstylist.
Right. Exactly. You are an owner hairstylist. And this is the thing that I wanted to really delve into. Tipping has come up over the years here at this broadcast. We've talked about it endlessly on many episodes. And Siobhan, I don't know if you remember this, but we did a tipping guide. Do you remember that from Hair Radio years and years ago?
Oh, my goodness, a long time ago, yes.
Yes, we had a little card with an actual tipping guide on the other side. And we used to pass out those tipping guide cards as if they were needed. They weren't so much needed, I guess. But people, maybe, I don't know. People have always wondered. See, you guys are on the professional side. But I think people have been curious. I've always wondered about that, too. So it's nice to have you guys kind of weigh on in about this. Now, Siobhan, how do you feel about the whole subject of tipping? You're both on different coasts, so it might even suggest that, you know, things can be regional a little differently, but how do you feel about it across the board? Do you have a certain perspective on it?
Honestly, I think anytime you're dealing with any type of service industry, when someone's doing the service,
I think it's good to give a tip. Understanding we're in a, you know, different time now where, you know, it's not easy for everyone. So, you know, just to tag upon what Keisha stated, you know, sometimes just that repeat client is tip enough and the referral, you know. So, so, you know, we're really going through a different time now. So, but I think anytime you get a service, you know, it's great to tip. Or show some, and tip doesn't necessarily have to be monetary. You know, just a token of appreciation is good.
Wow. Wow, how nice.
That's very true.
Wow. Well, okay, next question. And Siobhan, I'm throwing this at you. It's from Rob in Minneapolis. And he writes here, let me see, hold it, let me see if I can understand what he wrote here. Okay, yeah, he writes that, let's see, he's a hairstylist. Okay, he's a professional, that's what he's asking here. How do I stop my clients from canceling appointments at the last minute? Wow, that's a big one. Siobhan, what did you say?
That's a
well,
deep
first
one.
Of all, have you experienced this, Siobhan, this year?
Oh, absolutely. It happens. It's part of business. But what happens, what happens as a salon owner or a stylist or what have you, you have a certain amount of hours that you're doing per week for here, you know? A good practice is to figure out your dollar or your hourly average for that and estimate the amount of services you're doing in that time. From a business standpoint, then it's good to kind of gauge what your minimum hourly rate is and put your price in to put that in there so it can cover those cancellations. Now, if you're able to operate with minimum or no cancellations, you might be able to watch your cost and maintain, you know, productivity within your salon. So there is a formula involved in that, you know, just to keeping prices low is part of not having many cancellations. But if it becomes cumbersome where you're getting a lot of cancellations, there may be a need to, one, either acquire a deposit to maintain, you know, your basic average hourly base pay or, you know, however you're going to do it and so forth. Because there's a lot involved. That's a slot, you know, when you have people waiting to get in there to sit in your chair and you're giving that time to someone, and they're calling last minute and they can't come, then, you know, that's something that you definitely have to find a way to pivot around.
And that's the thing that kind of really gets me, because I can relate even though I'm not doing hair, okay? But I can certainly relate because when I've scheduled time, then that's time I've literally taken away from my schedule and my calendar in which I could be earning more. I hear what you're saying about, you know, kind of figuring that versus the ones who do show. But, you know, I just have to say, how difficult is it for people to have a little bit of, you know, if you book, you know, I mean, things do
honestly,
come up.
Honestly, it's a difficult time again because we're coming through this pandemic. So sometimes it's to no fault of their own. So if you're ill
That's
and you're
true.
Unwell, of course, you know. So some stylists and salons, they're charging what they call a COVID service charge fee or what have you, you know. Because of that, you know, you're going to get cancellations if they're sick, and you don't want them in your chair if they're not
you know what? You're right. So this, I have to think post-COVID. You're right. That was maybe before I should have felt that way, but now you're right. If they say they can't make it, maybe it's a good thing if they can't. I don't know. Keisha, do you experience that out on the West Coast here? You know, I guess every hairstylist and every service industry person might face this at some point.
You know, now that I work with some older clients, some of them have different medical issues, and things do come up, like last minute, even when they're on their way. They might need to go to the emergency room versus come and sit in my chair. So, and these things have happened. So, and then having had some other things happen myself, I have had to consider,
things do happen at the last minute. But I also consider from a business standpoint, we've taken this time out, and I have to respect that. And when I'm off schedule, it throws your schedule off. And in turn, you know, now I'm throwing off your day. So I do understand from both standpoints, but I have to learn to consider that anything can happen in the blink of an eye.
Yeah.
And when I am wrong, you know, then I apologize. And like, okay, yeah, I screwed up. Or, you know, something happened or a service went left. You know, things like that also happen behind the chair. You know, so things just happen.
Well, thank you guys for being honest.
Yeah, we had to chuckle a little bit.
I didn't expect so much honesty today.
Oh, I love you guys. No, I'm teasing. You know, I'm just joking here. But listen, if you guys have just joined us, of course we're having fun here. You are listening to the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines with an all-new segment of Ask a Hairstylist. And today we have our two great hairstylist friends, and they're really part of the family here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. You guys know Siobhan DeSeer. She is the charge behind Roots Rock Salon out in West Orange, New Jersey, which is just doing fantastic things. You guys hear the commercial right here. And, of course, Keisha McAllister. All the way, and you have such a great name that just rhymes. Keisha McAllister, just nice to say, all the way out in California, and we're talking about Fairfield, California, up north. And so it's great to have you guys. You are literally have the country between you, and real excited. What I love about this is that because I often thought, I said, well, maybe you know, things might be a little different as you kind of, you know, regionally, but. You guys, I appreciate your feedback this morning. It really kind of drives it on home. Real quick, I have one more that was, let's see. So I think it's your turn, Keisha, on this. Now, it's, a new hairstylist. Her name is Tina. Tina is her name from Boston. Tina from Boston. She writes, she's a new hairstylist, and she loves the hair radio show. Of course you do. Thank you. And she says, she wants to know any advice on doing consultations with her prospective clients, anything you want to share that you can pass along to Tina, who's just starting her career out in Boston, Massachusetts. So, Keisha, do you want to take that?
Okay. Well, Tina, welcome to the hair world. It's going
to
be lots of hours on your feet. You have to love it. Yeah, you have to love it. But when it comes to a consultation and prospective clients, I don't take a client without a consultation because not only am I trying to feel if we're going to, you know, our energy's out, but I'm also trying to figure out what this person has been doing with her hair, with their hair, or what their expectation is. I'm finding out if they're on any medications. If they have some sort of hereditary. It's just so many things that we need to know, and then also do like a little liability, you know, form to say, you know, if something happens, especially if they have medical issues, because that will change the way your hair even takes shampoo sometimes. So we have to be mindful of how we work behind the bowl. So I would tell her to ask as many questions as possible because there's no stupid question, even if you ask it over and over again, because people have different definitions for the way we speak. You know, they might say, well, and I might say a pit. You know what I mean? It's different the way we communicate and the form. Or just sitting down and talking to the person will really help with that.
Yeah, I agree. I think that it seems to me, and we started to do things a little differently over the course of time with regards to these consultations with the infusion of the internet and video conferencing and all of that. So technology, on one hand, could have helped, but it could have also exacerbated it in a sense, if, you know, by losing that personal touch. But Siobhan DeSeer, now out at your shop, so out on the East Coast now, over at your shop, your Roots Rock Salon, Siobhan, how do you kind of, you know, what it, well, let me just ask you, would you offer any other advice to this young lady who's just really getting on her way in Boston?
Honestly, consultation is almost just like the foundation of a house. You know, you don't want, you got to get the information. If someone comes to you and says they want a house built, you don't know what kind of house it is they want. So you got to gather up that information. So the consultation, I think, is most of having a successful service.
Most important.
If you're bypassing the consultation, there's a high probability that you won't be pleased with the end result.
So this is true. I mean, that's something else. I think you are correct there. I really appreciate that. And this is important. Go ahead. Were you going to say something?
No, I think the way Keisha put it is it can't get any better. That's pretty much it in a nutshell. And I think for most hairstylists coming in, you really rewind this recording and take a good listen to exactly what she said. Yeah. It'll save you a lot in the long run.
Awesome. And I appreciate that, too. This is the thing. Yeah. Good stuff, guys. Absolutely. Okay, well, I just want to say thank you, because taking the time quite often to kind of catch up with our illustrious hairstylists, you both are always so busy, literally, and we just appreciate you taking the time to chat with us right here on the broadcast.
Thank you. Great job. Thank you.
Yes.
Ruth from the chair to come. Thank you.
It's just one of them days. When I want to be all alone, it's just one of them days. When I got to be all alone, it's just one of them days.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
Well, it's like I get to wake up early and have a cup of coffee and breakfast with my favorite two folks in the whole wide world every day. That's Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins, and I'm Kerry Hines, right here on the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. And you get to do the same thing. We start from 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central Time. Take the show all the way to 9 o'clock in the morning here in New York Live. Always make it a great day. Thank you, Purple Barbie. It is Friday morning. It's March 1st of 2024. It's our mid-show, top of the second hour. Really happy to have you guys with us on March 1st, 2024. And we're celebrating so many milestones today. But the biggest, celebration today is that it is Women's History Month. Let me bring to the line Queen of the Morning to help us get this coverage going. Of course, we're talking about Nicole Marie. Nicole Marie, good morning. Good morning to you. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Again, happy mid-show.
Happy
we heard mid-show. From you in the first hour.
Happy Band-Aid Friday.
Yes, it's big time Friday, and we're just kind of getting an opportunity to get going. I'm so excited with this. Now, what would you like to say? I mean, women everywhere are celebrating, but so are the guys. We're helping to celebrate this special day, kicking off Women's Health Month. March is Women's Health Month. What would you like to say, Nicole Marie? Because you come with the girl power now to our show. What would you like to say?
Yes, yes. Well, I just want to say I'm excited that it's the first day of the month to honor and celebrate just women's history. It's just like Black History Month. Women's History Month is a 365 days of the year. So I'm just
yeah,
honored
for you.
To be able to yeah. celebrate the struggles, the achievement, past and present, of women who have built and molded our country, our lives. They have advocated, and we continue to advocate for equality, for voting rights, for diversity, for inclusion. They have just created opportunities and contributed just so, so much and continue. We continue right now. So I'm just very honored to just be able to just celebrate.
And let me just say, Nicole Marie, thank you for that sentiment. It's not just you and it's not just women, it's all of us. We're all in this together to celebrate the amazing achievements of women everywhere. So thank you
exactly.
so much for allowing that that reminder there. That's perfect. Listen, I'm happy to you know continue on this inspirational chat this morning and really putting that out there with Women's History Month on March and our coverage here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. It's all about inspiration. It's all about inspiration. So I've got to say, Nicole Marie, you come up with the hope. You literally inspire hope every day when we tune into this broadcast. Mid-show point,
you come up with the hope of the day with Patrick's book, and I'm going to have you to just kind of tell everybody all about it. We came up with a little theme that I think helps to get that message across. We're going to get that underway right now. And
well, first of all, hope is important to each and every one of us because it gives our lives meaning. It's that belief that our future can be better than our past. So no matter what we may have been through, going through, going to go through, there's always hope. Just that positive expectation that change can and will occur in all of our lives. So every day, I share an inspirational way from a book by Patrick Lindsay, and it's called High Hope.
All right, Nicole Marie, what hope do you have for us today?
The hope for today is tell stories, especially tell your unique tales. People will learn more about you. You'll learn more about yourself. Your stories validate your life choices. They explain your history. They bring you and your listeners closer. Back to you, Carrie.
Oh, thank you. Well, I live in that space. The Hair Radio Morning Show tells stories, and I always say this, everybody has a story to share. Everybody.
They certainly do.
And it's, right? And those stories, I believe, are meant to encourage one another. That connection is supposed to be more profound because of those stories being shared, our own journeys being shared out there. So I love it, and I thank you for that. And I believe that Patrick hit it on the head. So, like you said, they validate your life choices, and couldn't have said it any better. What about you?
I totally agree. That's just what girl power is all about. Women, young girls, just educating each other about our lives to push each other. The older, teaching the new, lending a helping hand to them. And then also I believe that the younger generation can also teach something to the older generation as well. So it's just all about telling those stories, sharing, bonding, and just inspiring and encouraging one another to keep going.
Mm-hmm. I'm loving it. Well, listen, along the same line, I'm wondering about Michael Hopkins and the military and how, they might be celebrating Women's History Month, the month of March, with a lot of the female soldiers out there. And again, this is a day for all folks to celebrate, the whole month rather. It's a time for everybody to celebrate women's help. So Michael Hopkins, who comes to us out of beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia, he's the host of the Vet Talk Radio Show. Michael Hopkins.
Wow.
Good morning again.
Yes,
good morning, Michael.
Wow. Yes, wow. Wow, wow, wow. I love this. I really do. I love it. I love it. There are so many things that our female veterans have accomplished over these last years. And a lot of times when you think of veterans, you always think of male veterans, but there are female veterans, all branches of the military, from enlisted to officers. We have general officers in the military that are female, and they've made great strides in the military over the last 20 years. I mean, maybe even further than that. It's just, it's fantastic. It really is. It's so fantastic. And it doesn't really matter as far as the who's in charge and all. It doesn't really matter. You have many women who are just leaders. They are leaders.
They're killing the game.
Right. And they are just killing it out there in the military.
Well, and listen, I just want to say how awesome it is, Michael. I really have to get that across to you.
Yes,
and
indeed.
And Comrie, outstanding. Great
Thank
selection.
You.
Yes. All right. For Women's Health Month, and we're doing a special kickoff coming up next week on the show. So, you know, we're here Tuesday through Friday live for the All New Hair Radio
Live.
So let's take a little bit of a music break, work to do, which most women are doing. And we'll be right back with more of the Hair Radio Morning Show. Stay with us.
I can't wait to get home here. I've got so much work to do. Work.
I'm till you'll get burnt out. Now your pocket's looking funny. Never saw it coming because you've been balling since 24. Doing hand designer shoes all day, now your knees sore. Create your exit plan or you'll be stuck in the trap. Like selling dope, the money come faster with no plan, it's a wrap. Miss your kids growing up trying to stack that paper. Now they're grown and you missed out on their life and I hope they don't hate you. The shop will make you money, but it could leave you blind. Taking that thing that you can't get back and that's called time. Taking trips to the hair show, yeah, that's sweet. But then you gotta rush back to the shop to stand on your feet. I'm just trying to school this generation the best that I can. Ball out and stack that paper, make sure you got an exit plan. The hair game is like a trap, money falling in your lap. God forbid you get sick, now your clientele off track. You better get you some insurance, and that's just something you can't dodge. Cause you mess around and you get sick, now you're forced to get a job. You buy your kids everything just to compensate for the time lost. Traded in the best years of their life.
We deal with it, the whole thing about do you show up with your natural hair, you know? Braids, y'all. You know, but, you know, as First Lady, I did not wear braids.
The first one. Yeah, I just said, we got to ease up on the people.
Have you been feeling like you're getting the short end of the stick when it comes to reading stories about our community? Well, I have. And so I'm glad to tell you that you should be subscribing to AfroLock Magazine at AfroLockMagazine.com. AfroLock Magazine is a great new monthly publication that really does unlock the richness and complexity of Black culture truly from the only perspective that matters, ours. So, subscribe today at www.afrolockmagazine.com and be connected. AfroLock Magazine, we're making Black progress together.
That I have profited more from the negative as opposed to the positive.
Really?
Yes, because...
Negative experiences?
Yes, absolutely. I really relish and treasure them more than positive because if I have been able to survive it and reach another level, that has given me more growth, more strength, more confidence.
Yes.
It has enriched my life more, and that's why I treasure them more.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, my very special guest with us is Dr. Pranique James. You know her well. The Hair Radio Morning Show would like to welcome back Dr. Pranique James. Good morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Carrie. Thank you very much for having me on again. I feel like I'm back home.
You are. You're amongst family here. Well, listen,
yes.
I just wanted to say, first of all, it is our honor to have you on. I mean, you are the noted trichologist out there, amongst so many things, just that you're doing these days. But we go back a little bit. I want to say it's been a while.
Yes. Now,
Dr. Pranique James, I want to say that I remember you, you know, you were part of the How to Get Rich in the Hair Business book, several years ago. It's been several years at this point. But let's talk about your career. Now, with trichology, that's a big thing out there. We always have to tell folks because not everyone is still, even at this time, as familiar with what trichology is all about. So let's start at the beginning. Tell everybody a little bit about what trichology is all about.
Absolutely. Trichology is the study of the hair and the scalp. I work very closely with men, women, and children suffering from various hair and scalp disorders, hair loss, or just in general trying to get their hair to a healthy state. So I actually take a holistic approach to overall hair health.
I see. And what does that approach include? Because when you say a holistic approach, what does that mean?
A holistic approach. I'm also a naturopathic doctor, and we take, again, the holistic approach, meaning I take approach from the body system. Our body has 12 different systems, so normally when someone comes in for hair loss, what I do is do a body scan, and what that does is it tells me exactly what body systems are out of range, So, for example, a lot of my women that come in, they have their glandular system is out of range. Now, the glandular system is the system that houses their adrenal glands. That's the system that helps them to sleep. That's the system that consists of, you know, the menopause issues stem from that particular system, a lot of your autoimmune issues. So if that system is out of range, of course, it's going to reflect in the hair. So that's what I like to do. We get to the culprit of what's actually going on versus just topically treating. So about a 97% of my patients that I treat have a nutritional deficiency, which, of course, is the major contributing factor to the hair loss. So by getting to that culprit, we're going to prevent them from, you know, spinning their wheels. Just like if someone has a circulatory system, you probably say, what does that have to do with hair loss? It has a lot to do with it, because if the circulatory system is out of range, then it's going to reflect in the hair, because the blood, you know, of course, the circulatory system controls the blood. And if there is a blockage or inflammation in the body, the blood is flowing to the papilla. The papilla is what feeds the actual hair follicle. So, again, if there is a blockage, then, of course, that's going to block the hair growth and cause, you know, hair loss, et cetera. So, huge. You know, our body systems, that's a, you know, like I said, if it's something that's out of range, then it's going to reflect in the hair. Our hair is the barometer of our health. So pretty much if you have some type of, you know, a major health condition, or if something is out of range, it's going to reflect in the hair first.
And what did you say was that 97% in terms of some kind of diet deficiency, if you will?
Oh, absolutely. About 97% of the patients I treat have a nutritional deficiency, which, of course, contributes to the hair loss. This is, you know, just like if someone starts a diet, they may say, okay, Dr. James, I'm starting a new diet, you know, for the better, I'm trying to lose weight. You know, if you're starting a new diet, whether good or bad, you know, for the better or the, you know, the worse, it's going to reflect in the hair, because that's going to throw off your hormonal system, you know, your hormones. So if the hormones are out of range, then, of course, that's going to throw the glandular system out of range, which will reflect in the hair. So a balanced diet, you know, balanced hair care regimen, you know, eating a balanced meal, et cetera, making sure that you're getting your supplements in, et cetera, is major in achieving healthy hair, because healthy hair is basic. So if the body is healthy, then the hair is going to be healthy.
It's hard, though, to get to that. That's why it's so important to have a great relationship with your stylist and a trichologist. Do folks need both?
I would say if the customer, say, for instance, someone came into the hairstylist and the hairstylist saw that the client was suffering from hair loss, then, of course, I would say yes. I would recommend them referring them to a trichologist. A lot of times when clients come in and they're experiencing hair loss or dandruff, you know, excessively, or seborrheic dermatitis or any other, you know, psoriasis, any other type of scalp condition, normally the hairstylist would refer their client to a dermatologist. And, you know, not saying that a dermatologist can't help, everyone has their place, but when they're sent to a dermatologist, dermatologist, pretty much derma means skin, trich means hair. So if you send your customer to a dermatologist, pretty much they're going to recommend more so a synthetic approach, you know, cortisone injections, topical treatments and solutions, wherein they're not getting to the culprit of what's going on. They're just pretty much pacifying the problem. When you're dealing with hair loss issues, first you have to go in and stop the hemorrhaging. You know, I'm just kind of using an analogy here. But you have to, if you go in an emergency room, they can't operate on you until you stop the issue, or, you know, you stop the hemorrhaging, then you can treat the wound. So that's the approach I take when I'm dealing with hair loss. You know, there's no one size that fits all. So I place my patients on a customized regimen.
Absolutely. And you can work in tandem with these dermatologists and these doctors. These medical doctors as well. So that's what's awesome.
Absolutely, yes. Yes, everyone has their place, yes.
Absolutely. Now, I want to talk about, you know, I have to delve into hair loss because it's so huge. It's so huge. So I want to talk about some of the signs and for folks to recognize you know, if they are suffering from hair loss. And as you mentioned, of course, they need to see a trichologist, of course, in most cases. But what are some of the early signs that they should look out for?
Early signs of hair loss, they will experience excessive itchiness or burning at the high crown, or if you are experiencing maybe a very small bald spot in an isolated area, like a perfect circle, that would be alopecia areata. That's normally caused by stress, so it affects the immune system. It's an autoimmune issue. So normally that will, you know, grow back once the stress is under control. But for the most part, if they're experiencing, you know, as I mentioned, a small bald spot that disappears out of some, you know, out of the blue, or excessive shedding or burning or itchiness uncontrollable in the scalp, then I would say, yes, those are signs of early hair loss, or just thinning, you know, thinning throughout the few, thinning, you know, the hair is thinning and it's like, okay, what's going on? So those are early signs of hair loss. And when you're dealing with hair loss, treating the issue of getting to the culprit means a whole lot. Time is an essence when you're dealing with hair loss, because hair loss actually happens in stages, just like any major disease. You know, you have stage 1 through 4. So, of course, if you catch it in the earlier stages, you have a more of a greater chance of the hair being restored, or, you know, actually stabilizing the hair versus the hair progressing, you know, the hair loss progressing.
Exactly. Wow. So that's very important. And with, like you said, with anything, the earlier that you can catch it and detect it, the greater chance of success, or, you know, to make it a little bit better or what have you, better outcome, we should say.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, listen, I want to talk about a little bit of this. And I remember from your interview here way back when, several years back, but I remember that you talked about, you know, the difference, because there was a whole thing where, and I just wonder, do you still feel that way today about that women kind of, you know, still kind of lag behind, so to speak, when it comes to reporting the hair loss as opposed to the guys? You know, we guys, we tend to, you know, kind of be out there a little bit, well, we were out there a little bit more with dealing with the subject of hair loss because of, like, male pattern baldness and all of this, that we kind of, it's just been out there and it's been almost anticipated and expected and almost accepted society-wise for guys. But for females, perhaps that might not have been the case, or wasn't the case. Well, how do you feel today, and what do you speak to? How do you speak to that?
I'm very, I'm still pretty strong on what I mentioned, you know, the last time. Just as a whole, you know, women suffering from hair loss, or hair loss as a whole, they're behind about 10 years, you know, behind with men.
Wow.
You know, normally their hair loss issues start in their 40s, wherein, you know, male hair loss starts, you know, many men that are, you know, suffering from hair loss or have early signs, you know, their signs will start in their 20s. But as for being more accepted, I would say yes, with the men, definitely is more accepted. However, with my female clients, they have more support. I feel like that they support one another more than men. Men are more private about it, so they're not going to have a conversation with another guy, you know, saying, I'm going bald, I need some help, do you know anyone that can help me, or what type of treatments are you using for, you know, your balding issues. So women are more open about it within their circle, wherein men are more private. So anytime that I do a consultation with a male versus a female, normally when the male comes in and I express to them what's going on and I share with them, you know, what is needed to restore their hair, normally, you know, they take a little bit longer to make a decision. So what I actually do is I take a picture of the hair. Well, this is what I used to do. Now that we have more advanced technology, you know, back in the day, I used to just take like a picture, Polaroid picture, and just let it sit there and develop. and I step out of the consultation room, and by the time I come back, they've taken a look at it to see, because a lot of them don't realize that, okay, this is major, until they actually see a picture of what's going on.
That's right.
So now what I do is I offer a microscopic analysis where we can, you know, take a look at the follicle activity under the microscope. So that just kind of brings everything to real life, if that makes sense, so they can see exactly, you know, what's going on. And it just kind of brings everything in and gives them a clearer picture.
And
if that makes
that.
Sense, they can kind of see. Yeah, they can kind of see what stage that they're in, what's happening, you know, at the follicle area or in the scalp.
Wow, and that's actually very good, because then, but at the same time, it can be a little surprising. And I've seen some of those analysis, and boy, oh boy,
mm-hmm.
Some of those on the screen, it can really shock you.
Absolutely.
Well, I've got to tell everybody, and I love how you used to always talk about identifying the curl pattern and all of that. And I still think it's very interesting, and, you know, in terms of, you know, letting it help you to figure out what types of products and all that, hair products and all of that. And would you be able to just share that again with our audience, Dr. Brittany James? Just tell everybody again about the identification. That would be great.
Well, absolutely. You know, everybody's into natural hair now. I think it's here to stay. It's not going anywhere. So a lot of the consumers have went natural, and a lot of them are still product junkies. And you hear me talk about this all the time. They're just using any and everything on their hair. Mm-hmm. First of all, when you go natural, you still have to maintain the health of your hair, you know, making sure that you're getting your proper shampoos, conditioners, leave-ins, et cetera. However, you want to make sure that you are using a system that works in unity. And what's going to help to determine your outcome is identifying your curl type first. That's going to take the guesswork out of what products are going to work best for you. Just because you're seeing someone on YouTube doesn't mean, you know, and their hair looks great, doesn't mean your hair is going to turn out like that, you know, with the products that they use. So the first step, especially when you are completely natural, is to identify your curl type. Once you identify your curl type, whether it is, you know, in the 3 or the 4, normally, you know, African-American hair is either going to be level 3 or 4, then we have the A, B, C curl types. So, of course, the A's are going to be more of a looser pattern, you know, a straight wavy, and then midway B, and then C is a little bit tighter, okay? And then when you identify either 3 or 4, that's getting more into the texture itself. But back to the question, or addressing the question that you asked, once they identify that curl type again, that's going to say, hey, you know, my hair needs a little, if it's tightly coily, and of course you want to, say for instance, you're 4B, that's tight and coily. So you want to actually use products or a product line that's going to give you more elongation or stretch to the hair. Normally when someone is 3C, then that's a little bit more frizzy. So you may want to use something, however, your hair is more finer in the 3 category. So, of course, you don't want to use, like, your heavier creams. You want to use something that's going to give you flow, airiness to the hair, but also prevent the hair from becoming frizzy and, you know, dry looking. So you want something that's, of course, going to define. So you use more of your mousses and your setting lotions in the 3 category, and then when you get into the 4s, you can start incorporating your creams. And there are, of course, there are tons of products on the market, and a lot of consumers are confused. But like I said, once they determine what their hair type or curl type is, again, that's going to take the guesswork out of what they need. And the 4s, they'll use more of the creams, and whether it be something, you know, they want more definition, or if they want more elongation, that's something that can be determined by looking at the label on the product, and it'll pretty much tell you or not this product is a defining gel or defining cream gel, or this is something wherein it's going to give your hair more stretch, like a stretching cream.
Well,
and, you know, that's pretty much it. Once you identify that, that'll take your guesswork out of, you know, what's going to work best for you. It just depends on what product line, you know, you want to go with, whatever your preference is from there.
Absolutely. What's great about it is that that's something that you can help to, you can certainly speak to your hairstylist about to help you with that.
Definitely.
Right? I'm just loving this. Well, Dr. Brittany James, we have to tell everybody. Now, folks, if you've just joined us, you're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I am on the line with, I call it the legendary Dr. Brittany James. I absolutely do. And you've just been with us at shows and just have done so much in the way of leading the Trichology folks out there and also helping so many folks with your wonderful shop out there and the clinic and all of that. So now tell everybody, you are located where? Where are you located these days and all that good stuff?
Well, actually, you know, pretty much I've been global, and I'll get into that in a moment to kind of bring everyone up to speed. But my central location, I'm located in the beautiful city of Virginia Beach, Virginia, in the Hampton Roads area. So that's pretty much my central location. But I travel all over the world, actually. I've traveled quite a bit from here, between here and Nigeria. So I've pretty much kind of went global now. So
I see. Really now, we've got a
yeah.
Yes, yeah. Well, we have to say how honored we are. I mean, my goodness, you've done lots of changes since we've last checked in with you.
Absolutely.
Dr. Bunny
yes.
James. So now I want to talk about this new name, the Beard Huntress. You've got to tell us what that's all about.
Yes.
The Beard Huntress. Okay, I'm loving it.
You know, that kind of, I actually kind of, I don't know how to put this, but I came across, it started out as a really fun project for me, but I didn't think it was going to go as far as it has went or taken me thus far. I started out with a beard care company, and I started treating male beards, you know, and it was quite different, you know, from my average day-to-day work that I do as for treating hair loss, et cetera. So I began to like it. I'm like, okay. And then once I start to brand myself as the Beard Huntress, why trust your beard to anyone else? And then with my logo, it's like, okay, I was getting all these bearded guys, you know, requesting my services. And then I'm like, okay, well, beards are is hair.
Exactly.
It's simply hair, same, you know. So I just took the same approach that I used towards hair loss to actually started growing in their beards. I mean, I would get guys to come in that had problem issues, balding
right.
spots in their beard areas, or they may have, you know, they had seborrheic dermatitis or even, you know, eczema or, you know, psoriasis within the beard area. So I just took the same approach, and I've had such success with this tier of my business to the point where, and I took it globally over to Nigeria, and I prior to the pandemic, I was due to conduct the Nigerian Beard Festival, wherein I had crowned, I was going to crown the Beard King of Nigeria. So I have a huge audience over there, and even here in the United States and even in Europe, just from the Beard Huntress concept. So it has definitely taken me really, really far and opened up a lot of other opportunities, and I love it. This is a fun project to me. And it's so rewarding to see the guys grow their beards out so healthy and so forth, and to see all this eye candy around me. I love it. I love it.
Well, this is where we are definitely going to explore all of that, especially on this and where we kick off our amazing beard magazine. We already know who we're going to first.
So excited.
This is going to be awesome. We're just so excited. And Nigeria. So talk a little bit about what's happening over there in terms of the hair industry. It's a little different than here in America, but maybe you can shed some light on that.
Oh, absolutely. My last visit to Nigeria, I actually went on a tour. Well, I did like more or less pop-ups at your trying to get to know the market. It is quite
right.
different. It's a harder market. But once they get to know you and you brand yourself, they love you. They love you. They're very loyal. But it takes a little time to break the ice. Whatever you're doing, you know, whatever products you're recommending to them, they have to truly know that it works. And, you know, once you get a few people, like influential people over there, you know, getting them to use your product, then everyone else pretty much kind of falls in line, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So I went over there. My goal was to research the market. So I connected with a lot of the beauty industry professionals, such as your barbers, your, you know, your hairstylists, a lot of salon owners, makeup artists, et cetera, and was very successful with connecting with them. My goal was to connect more so, like I said, with a lot of the influencers. And once I connected with them, it was like, okay, it just really took off. So the challenge over there is the hair care product is very limited. So when you bring a product over there that truly works, they're very, very receptive because they don't have a lot of options there. In addition, we actually did a survey to see exactly what they were looking for, what were their issues in the hair care industry. And, of course, the first issue or challenge was hair loss. They want that's in demand. They want product that's going to help the hair grow. The other issue was hair color. Those were the two issues. And just having a dependable, hair care line, the weave on, they call it weave on. Of course, we call it, tracks or, weave
right.
or sewing. They call it weave on. That's very much in demand. And you would think over there they would charge more for braiding, but you can get a whole head full of single, tiny, tiny micro braids for like $20 wearing.
$20, did you say?
$20, yes, you can get, and they're very, very nice.
Wow.
We're heading over
to Nigeria.
Yes, everybody, like, let me get my hair braided. But they charge more for hair weaving, Hair weaving and lace, the lace wigs, the hair replacement units are huge over there. So, but for the most part, I love the market. It's a new market for me. It's a challenge. And right now I have a Nigerian hair care business group on WhatsApp that I put together, organized, that's been very, very successful and is growing because I really want to reach the beauty industry. It's very important that they know that they're worth more than what they're charging. So I'm going to be offering a lot of business classes on how to, charge, how to brand themselves. You know, if they, like the barbers, they're cutting hair for very little over there. And they, they're very talented. But they just need some help as for the branding. A lot of them, I was talking with some of the barbers. And I'm like, if you just add a little bit more, slow down, add a little bit more detail to your work, you can make a little bit more. You may reduce the amount of customers that you're servicing, but you could charge more.
Sure.
Yeah, exactly. So, so I'm looking forward. I'm going to be conducting a lot of, when I return, when they open the country, I'm going to be returning back, and the goal is to conduct hair or beauty industry.
Well, it's like, I get to wake up early and have a cup of coffee and breakfast with my favorite two folks in the whole wide world every day. That's Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins, and I'm Carrie Hines right here on the All Know Hair Radio Morning Show. And you get to do the same thing. We start from 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central Time. Take the show all the way to 9 o'clock in the morning here in New York live. Always make it a great day.
rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, it's Friday morning, March 1st of 2024. I am Carrie Hines. It's our broadcast show number 962. I'm kind of, 962 as we march towards 1,000 on a Fan Day Friday. So happy to have you guys with us. Got to bring on my colleague and co-star, Michael Hopkins. You know him from the Vet Talk radio show, where he is the host of his own show on Tuesdays, again at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central. And then, of course, each day right here on our broadcast, where he helps to bring the community angle to all of our efforts here on the broadcast. Again, our tagline, Hair, Beauty, and Community. Michael,
yes.
Welcome again. Yes, happy third hour. Happy spotlight hour.
Yes, happy third hour. The spotlight hour. Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, listen, let me also bring to the line a gentleman who kind of, he chimes in, kind of drops by on Friday mornings. You guys know him. You know his brand. You know Beaufy Global, which I'm always happy to talk about. Their website, again, beaufyglobal.com. And Dr. Bernard Evans, and I just love it because I always read about him on the internet because I love the bio that you guys have there. Dr. Bernard Evans, again, welcome to the broadcast. Welcome to the broadcast. We're going to have this pop in just a moment. It's a pleasure to have him back with his brand and all that they're doing. And then, Michael, a little bit later, also, our Eugene Davis, who's now Beaufy, Eugene Davis. Well, let me see if we can work on getting him all set up here. I'm going to try. We've got a little, of course, we always have some wonderful technical stuff going on at Hair Radio. It wouldn't be the broadcast if there was not something amazing happening at the Hair Radio Morning Show. So we're just working on that right now. Let's see if we can get Dr. Evans, if you can hear me, we'll probably have you just to dial back into the show. So while Dr. Evans is doing that, Michael, I got to kind of check on in with you. We're going to get Mr. Eugene Davis to the line as well. Let me see if we can bring Eugene in. Yes, Eugene, you're on with Michael Hopkins, Carrie Hines, while we wait for Dr. Evans to kind of join us on the line. He'll be with us in just a moment. I want to thank you, Eugene. Happy Friday to you.
Yes.
Happy Fan Day Friday. It's Beaufy Day. Yes. I call it Beaufy Global Day here.
Glad to be here with you guys. I'm great. I'm excited to hear what Dr. Evans has to say today, what he wants to share with us. And again, you said, Carrie, you can say Beaufy Global and feel your blue in the face. I love it. Thank you so much for that support.
You know what? I say this, and I couldn't say it any more. Sincerely. I couldn't because I first of all, I'm an entrepreneur, very much in the vein of Dr. Bernard Evans. That's number one. And number two, as soon as I heard about the company and read his story and brought him on to this broadcast of the Hair Radio Morning Show and didn't quite know what we were going to hear. You know, I hadn't spoken with Dr. Evans at that point. And when I just immediately just appreciated everything. I just appreciated it right away. I can't help it. That's not radio talk. That's, you know, it's something, you know, it just, it happens. The chemistry is there. And so, so I've got to get this fellow on. So, Eugene, we're going to check back with you in just a little bit.
No problem.
To chime back on in. So I'm gonna have to say thank you. Thank you so much. And now let's get on the ball.
All right.
I'm just enjoying this so much. Thank you, Eugene. Eugene will be back with us in just a bit. Now I've got to bring to the line the man behind Beyoncé Global. What a brand. BeyoncéGlobal.com. Again, you guys know we've been chatting them up quite a bit here on the broadcast in recent times. The one and only, you know, he's with us usually on Fridays. He's dropping by. The one and only Dr. Bernard Evans. Again, good morning and happy, happy Fan Day Friday. Welcome back.
Good morning, Kerry. How are you?
Doing great. Yeah.
Hey there,
and
Michael.
Yes, sir.
Hi, Michael.
How are you this morning? Great to have you here today.
Well, thank you so much. We're doing well. We call it well on this beautiful Friday morning that we're all able to see. That was not promised to any of us, so I am very elated and grateful to embrace this Friday that the Lord has made.
Well, listen.
So, yes.
I know that Michael Hopkins wanted to do the lead-off question, the lead-off comment this morning to Dr. Bernard Evans, again, our guest today right here on show number 962. Michael, what did you want to talk to Dr. Evans about?
Oh, Dr. Evans. What I wanted to ask was this. Since this is the contributions of women's history this month, what are you guys doing at Beyoncé for Women's History Month?
Oh,
well,
that's right. Mark. Okay.
Well, we're celebrating women from a global perspective in all that we do. We're looking at different initiatives for giving back to women that are doing many things in their communities around the world. We're looking at how we can come in and help acknowledge who these people are doing things silently around the globe and in my community especially, and see how we can actually come in and do a lot more initiatives with empowering them to do greater and better things. But my hats off to women all over the world for all the hard work that they do and those things that are unspoken of, it will not go unnoticed. And I want to say my congratulations to all the aspiring mothers that are doing such a great job in raising their children and also assisting in the family wherever they are in the world and making a difference and impacting the world with all that their gifts and talents are able to do. And we appreciate them so very much. And I can say that as an testament to my own mother, who's no longer here. But I am also wanting to just thank the military women who also go out of their ways and have extended their lives to protect in America for those who are in the military. So, you know, I want to also say I want to honor them all over the world for what they're doing, keeping our borders safe.
Awesome. Absolutely awesome. And so eloquent, Dr. Bernard.
Yes, it was, Gary.
Right? Michael, great.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. Now, and I really have to say, because a lot of folks may not realize that this is Women's History Month. And because, you know what, the Hair Radio Morning Show, like you and the folks at BeyoncéGlobal.com, you guys celebrate women every day. You know, so that's what we do. We celebrate women every day here. And most of the things, which I love that. So great, you know, encouraging work. Now, listen, let's back it up a little bit. Even though this is not your first time at the rodeo here at the Hair Radio Morning Show, Dr. Evans, but for those folks who are just getting on board today, what can we tell them in terms of what Beyoncé is? What can we share with them about Beyoncé Global that maybe will help them understand a little bit more about the brand?
Well, Beyoncé Global, as we spoke about many times, Terry, is, although our focus is on hair care, and I was listening to the trichologist this morning with her niece and what she's doing globally,
Yeah.
It's more of a focus on our wanting to educate not only the hairstylists, but also the consumers about quality products and also choosing the right quality of product for their hair type and texture. So BOP Global and its objectives and missions are to bring awareness to hair care, and the right and correct products to address one's dermis. It's the culture of the hair as well. And so as BOP has grown over the last four decades, it has moved into so many different emerging markets around the world, tackling issues of different types of innovation to bring to different marketers around the world who are marketing products and also territories, and trying to bring the communication of hair closer together. As you know, hair is a universal talk. It's not something that people don't have unless they don't want it. But sure. Those that have personal issues and things that are also affected where they don't have hair. So we are also in that space to bring in education and innovation and product technology and answers to address that on a medicinal side, as well as those who are impacted by cancers of all sorts that can also address and also be an effect on just not only on women but on men as well when they lose their hair as well. So from a global we are not only product driven, we are education driven and training driven and entrepreneurial driven to go into those enterprises that are not established yet, okay, within a person. When I'm talking about enterprise, I believe every person has an enterprise or an industry within them ready to be birthed. And it will take the cultivating of that. And cultivation also takes patience, right? And so we must also, with what we do in our approach, really learn to have patience in all that we do as we go into these marketplaces around the world, where America is very advanced in its technology. There are other countries, too, that are just as advanced in their technology and also with hair products, too, that America does not know about. But with the blending, as you know, carried for all these years, hair is a universal language.
Absolutely. And I love what you just said. You and Michael, you know, I've told this story on the Hair Radio Morning Show several times in the past, but it bears repeating this morning. And what you just said, that hair is a universal language. I'm going to have to jot that down, because my first time being mentioned in the New York Daily News paper, which is our, you know, the New York Daily Newspaper, Dr. Evans. And so when they first, they used to have a radio section way back in the day. So I'm telling my age here because this is going back. And the gentleman did a review of the broadcast when I first launched the Hair Radio Show way, 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 way back when. And the first thing he said, which he meant it not in the most glorious celebration of me coming up with an idea, because you got to remember there was no hair radio show before what we did. There was no regular broadcast on terrestrial radio for hair and beauty. And so the words out of his mouth was that it would be so esoteric and too esoteric for folks to wouldn't be received, as you just said, Dr. Evans, in that universal fashion. And so I knew very much right away that he didn't understand my vision at that time. And so because it had not been done before. And there was no podcast. I got to tell folks, there was no podcast. None of that. Okay, I consider myself to be the father of the podcast, because when I created the Hair Radio Show, folks could not understand that you could do audio presentations on radio about things
wow.
that were visual, but you could talk about them. And now that's what has birthed, talk about birthing, that's what's birthed the podcast movement. So I was one of the leaders out there with that. Now that same New York Daily newspaper, which I may share a little bit today, which they came back to me when I came back to radio and dispatched reporters and photographers to my home area, right here in Brooklyn, New York, to take pictures and give us a whole page. So yes, they featured me in their newspaper. So you see the very newspaper that, you know, kind of was giving us the back door. That it wasn't even a compliment at all, really. But, you know, that took a moment to say something about us, came back years later when I returned to radio and welcomed us back with a whole page to see this big black man in their newspaper. And it's out there for you guys. You can Google it if you want. Just put Harry Hines in New York Daily News. I've also been in the New York Amsterdam newspaper and a couple of the other magazines that are out there as well. Trust me, I could talk to you all day about that. But Dr. Evans, you are our guest today. And I just wanted to kind of that line about hair being universal. And I hope you don't mind. I'm gonna have to grab onto that.
No, you're more than welcome. It's the language that
okay.
we right, and just piggybacking upon your esoteric statement. When I
yeah, that's still
here,
staying to this day.
So when
yes.
we're here to say how has it evolved? It's evolved
yeah.
in so different ways where, you know, weeds and extensions have pretty much taken over, and it's become almost a fashion accessory and a necessity to some.
Right, right, right.
And when you look at some of these social media videos, you see where, you know, people are changing their look immediately because of this communication and this thing that we call hair. So hair talk works. If they don't have a beard, they can go and get one, right? And they can
go and
factor it on, right? If they don't have hair, they can go do what? They could go to the shop and go buy it, and we can talk about that at another time, talking about capitalism and what it's to our own community.
Well, that's true.
And how we need to actually now learn how to capitalize within our own marketplace, right? And not having those that would see us just as a commodity and they market to this marketplace and they make billions of dollars, whereas we are not seeing any of those enormous, opportunities where we can also be a participant in that as it relates to capitalism and making our mark there. But we're more so consumers than we are innovators and manufacturers in that resort, as it talks about hair care. And there are a lot of geniuses out there that have it within them to release and birth products that have all kind of dreams and aspirations to release something in the marketplace. And my hope is that it takes one to bring one. And I hope the one that has the wherewithal to bring one or to bring five will not be selfish with what they have to give and leave behind, because it costs nothing to give anything.
That's right. I totally agree with
you.
If we
can leverage our giving, and I know that there's a cost to it, but there's some things that we can freely give to.
Yeah. Well, I'm still kind of on that, what you were talking about with education. And this is something that we share here, how critical and important it is. I don't even know how anybody who is in the space of, you know, whether you're an entrepreneur or not, or in business or in life, education is important. Even what you do, Michael, with the veterans, education is
very
key,
much so.
You know,
very
so,
much so, Gary.
Yeah. So this is something that
you know, and you also have to kind of keep your, what do they call it? Not your tool, although tools, yeah, but there's a better word for it. But you got to just stay sharp and on top of it. So I go out to these events, Dr. Evans, and to make sure I give hair events, I give workshops for the hair community, and also for just business and entrepreneurs in general as well. But you guys know this is our stock and trade here. This is what we do. And the education and getting out to these shows, I'll be here in New York at the IBS show, of course, this weekend at the Jacob Javits Center for those of you who plan to come. It's not too late to get tickets, and there's a special discount code we'll talk about. Well, let me just give it to you. It's Hair Radio, just so that I can get it on out there. Dr. Evans, are you one of those persons who likes the shows and all of that? Because we got a big one in Atlanta, Gets at Atlanta, we're working on in terms of just a meetup.
I am an advocate of shows, but I'm more of an advocate of education. I'm not so much an advocate of all the theatrics. I'm more of an advocate. I know the glitz and the shows are there to entice people. What's an enticement without knowing what you're getting involved in or purchasing, right? So we want to be educators and imparters of knowledge so that those that are coming to seek that knowledge, they can go out and also spread that knowledge abroad as well. So I'm all about education.
Absolutely.
Oh,
and
wow.
I appreciate people doing it. And my goal as well. So, you know, it's more important that, you know, networks come together and try to see where they can bring synergy together and be stronger together and be a stronger front together. And then we can be a lot more powerful together than we can be singularly, right? Mm. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with being singular, but you could do so much more with a collective mindset that are also on the same path, wanting to achieve the same goal.
I'm loving it. Okay, Dr. Evans. You're always on point. And Mike, what was that, on point or on target? How do you
on
say
time
that
and on target.
On
yes,
target.
Sir. On time and on target.
I don't know about that. But, you know, I miss it here or there. But most importantly, I always try to be a person that has been a doer more than a talker. I'm not a person that just talks. I'm a person that executes what I say. And I leave the talkers talking.
You do. And you know what?
Oh,
and just this early in us getting to know Dr. Evans, I can also say that you're a listener. I can say that. And I appreciate that. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. But I really want to get involved, Gary, with your movement. And
thank you.
It would just, you know, it would warm my heart to be a part of your legacy and have a page or a chapter in your book of how we have accomplished one more thing together, right? And this global epidemic, I would call it an epidemic of hair changes, right? Because hair is always changing, right?
Exactly. You said the word evolving earlier. And
always. It is always evolving. In technology, things that we may create in our own neighborhoods and communities, you know, now maybe a month later, 5 months later, we see them in some of the shops. And those same styles that our creative innovators have done, you know, they're wigs now and they're lace fronts now, but they start in our own community.
Yes. Well, listen, if you guys are just tuning in, you are listening to the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines with Michael Hopkins and our very, very special guest today. We just appreciate he's with us. If you've tuned in on Friday, it's likely you've heard this gentleman, Dr. Bernard Evans, the man behind BOFIGlobal.com
And I usually at this point spell it for you. So let me go ahead and tackle this. It's B-E-Y-O-F-I. So that's B like boy. You know, here's how I really, this is how I always remember it for myself. I always say B-E-Y, and don't sue me, Beyonce, but I always remember that. So that's how I do it. B like boy, E like Edward, Y like yellow, O like Oscar, F like Frank, and I like India, BOCGlobal.com. So we just love you here and what you're doing and all your efforts, and we just appreciate you. Dr. Evans, I want to bring your colleague in. We gotta talk to Eugene Davis, who is standing by, who has been chomping at the bit to get in on our convo this morning, and we just love having him on the show. We love you both being here today and taking the time to talk to us. And I want to ask Eugene one thing, I really do, and that is something I've never asked Eugene. And I know he's probably gonna mention you, but I want to find out also whose shoulders has he been standing on. So we're gonna ask him that question as we welcome Eugene Davis. Eugene, you're on with Michael Hopkins, Carrie Hines, and of course Dr. Bernard Evans. And good morning to you, Eugene Davis.
Good morning. Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Kerry. Good morning, Dr. Evans. How are you guys doing this morning?
Great.
Okay. It sounds like the Waltons here. Okay. Good morning.
Yeah. How about that?
So to answer your question,
okay.
I guess
Yes.
First and foremost, I stand on the shoulders of God. And secondly, yes. I stand on the shoulders of my mentor, which is Dr. Bernard Evans, who has supported me for over 25 years in my career.
Unbelievable.
Has opened the door and has shown me things that, you know, no one else would have shown me coming into this business very naive. And he just always had this superior work ethic and something I always admired. And he has always guided me and brought out my talents, the best in me, and he believed in me more than I believed in myself most of the time. But, you know, it's been constructive criticisms. It's been just show me how to be a businessman, how to he led me into how to be a great father. He taught me how to just be a great hairstylist and how to get my name out there, what it's about to be branding, what it is about to be a entrepreneur, a merchandiser, you name it. He's done it. He's shown me the way, and I'm so grateful to that, and I'm grateful to God for bringing him in my life when he did, and everything has this, and this is the season that I'm standing on his shoulders to support Beyofi Global and all the projects that come, because just like he taught me, I want to give back also with this project and teaching and educating the future professionals that are going to come up in this business, but not just in hairstyling. That's the easy part, but just how to live, how to give God the glory each day. You know what I mean? So he's mentored me in so many ways, especially spiritually, you know, helping me to open my eyes and ears to see. And one thing you said earlier, Carrie, you said Dr. Bernard is a great listener. You have no idea.
I have no idea because I tell you, I was moved. And what I love everything that you just said, of course, amazing sentiment and so deserving, you know, to Dr. Evans. But I'll tell you something also. What I'm speaking to your point, Eugene, about Dr. Evans being a great listener as well, as I mentioned, he's measured. That's what I call it. Dr. Evans, we're just talking about you like you ain't here this morning.
No,
but you're measured, sir.
Funny.
Michael, I don't know really what to say, but, you know, moved by Eugene. Eugene walked into my life from Certificates Black Hair Care magazine many years ago.
Yes.
And he was only 19 years old. And he can tell you his age if he wants to.
I'm going to do the math.
Okay, so that's been a long time ago. And opening the gateway to that young man. I knew in New York that he had grown and he had touched the ears of so many different people, from Shantae Moore to Lil' Kim, and actually helped to shape her career, bring her into her notoriety and giving her that look. So you can see how hair is such a strong, strong, phenomenal and player in the lives of many anchor men, anchor women, footballers, sports people, and those alike. So we do have a unique place for what we do. And
absolutely.
Eugene has been a good follower. You know, sometimes I would have to say it firmly, I need him to get it, right? Because he can. He can get it,
yeah.
You know, and there's nothing that he cannot achieve. You know, I remember getting him to come to London, and I took care of everything, bringing him from
wow.
Long Island to London. He never knew anything
Long
about
Long Island to London. That's a big difference. Yeah.
And I was so inundated with business and hair and clients in London, and I thought, what can I do? You know, and immediately I knew that Eugene was very, very strong in his ability to not only create, but in his ownness, he had his own style, right? And he had his own uniqueness. And what I loved about the way he did hair in his own flamboyant way, he was a very charismatic in what he did and what he does. He's very detailed. And so I just wanted him to hone in on that, and I saw within him, as I see in so many different stylists that are doing, people who are well-known today that have come through my salons and have come through to me for training. But more importantly, Eugene has been a good pupil. He still is a good listener. I mean, he's a great father to his five children, and I hear them how they just – you know, are so elated when they come to see him after they get off the school buses. So, you know, to speak of where this young man is going and what he has done and what he's continuing to add to BOC is unmerited. And for me, it's an honor to always open doors for individuals that I see have a drive, Carrie and Michael, and they want to do, you know, they want to do. And I'm fed up with people speaking negative things over people's lives that I have to go in and cancel those things that have been negatively spoken into a person's being, okay?
Exactly.
And that person deserves that negative connotation or that negative pronouncement or that negative statement, and that person, him or she, is stagnated and they cannot move forward because someone has spoken something about them that is untrue, that God did not say that they were. And so when you start thinking about a being, you know, when we're little, we don't even know who we are, right?
True.
We get used to our names being called, and then we begin to answer that name, right? And so when we are born, our parents give us that name, right? But in that name is so much more than what a person can actually fathom. And so when we look at different individuals and I look at people just randomly, I can see a person and see exactly what they're capable of doing. They can come to me with an idea, and pretty much from that idea, they would be in business. And they don't even know how they got in business. So the same with Eugene. So 35 years later, I look at him.
Wow.
I see him. He's grown. He's been on all from Paris to London, lived in London for so many different years as well, but I was a door opener for him. Still being a door opener for so many stylists and training them to be
on. Fantastic. Yes.
Yes. So
incredible.
I thank you for this opportunity, and I'm taken back by what Eugene had to say. I'm just a bit silent right now because he's never really said that to me.
Wow.
But I'm hearing it.
Nice. Listen, I'm going to turn to what you kind of said earlier, and I love this because you mentioned Dr. Bernard Evans, that the stylists played such an important role, and Eugene played an important role working with those celebrities back in, you know, the I call the glorious 90s, with all those superstars that you mentioned. And it just brought to mind, I said, you know how when you're working with a gifted hairstylist or makeup artist or all the above, they can transform that celebrity or that artist. I know this for a fact because we just lost one gentleman, not all that.
No, I think you're breaking up, but
that I felt was remarkable about her look at that time. Reggie came in, he was on every single Oprah show, and he transformed her look with style of makeup that we had not seen, which was just incredible back then. And he won a version of what at that time was like an Emmy Award for his work. And again, he was on every episode. A lot of the old-time Oprah viewers, you guys out there listening, know who Reggie Wells, you know, was and the impact that he had. But that's what you guys do in this industry. You professional stylists, you know how to transform that client and that person that you're working with. So you're doing a lot. You're working on their hair, but you're also, I think, working on their heads too. So, but great work, and you know, I'm just, we're bigging you up today, Eugene, as well. So, really,
oh, very much so.
Yeah, and I just want to say that, you know, hairstylists and barbers, whatever we do and however we do it, I want each one of them to know their value and their worth.
Yeah.
Okay. And with that, there are so many different people that are in this industry that want to get to the plateaus of actually getting into movies and the entertainment world. And I don't want it to be thought of as it being hard. I just want them to work on their craft. And I believe that someone somewhere will have it to bring them into the place and make them to be introduced to these guilds all around where they can also show forth their art. So if you look at plays and things like that, hairstylists and makeup artists, we change the looks of these actors and actresses and theatrical suits and everything. So hair is very important. Weaves and wigs are very important. And it is something that hairstylists really need to be proud of what they do in a sense of that by being something that they really enjoy and they love it. They want to embrace it. And I just want them to embrace who they are, no matter where they're from, no matter the color of their skin, no matter their religion, no matter their walk of life, hair is hair. And I want hair to be that universal language that can be a bespoke language. And it will always be hair. But who's going to tend to it? Who's going to be the next game changer?
Yes. Well, sounds like you are.
Wow.
Well,
I'm loving it this morning.
I'm just doing my part, Carrie, Eugene, and Michael. I'm just doing my part. And there are going to be those successors that are soon to come and those that I will train that will continue to carry the baton of the OP Global. And so that's what's important, is to keep that whole legacy alive and continue to be a legacy maybe 15 years, 50 years from now, 100 years from now, they're still talking about what BOC Global has imparted and there's our global spans of beauty and technology.
Exactly. Now, I really love what you said, and I just want to remind everybody, you guys are out there doing so many wonderful things. You're not just defined by, you know, you're not just a one-trick pony, as they say, you know, multidimensional with so many different approaches and things to support just about everybody across, you know, different avenues. So what, you know, and Eugene, I'm going to ask you as well, because this month has been, it's just kicking off as we closed out Black History Month. Now we roll right on into another type of history, which is women's history. And so March is Women's History Month, as you may have heard at the top of our segment. So what are some of the things, you being the creative director over there at BOFI, BOFI Global brand, what would you like to you know, say or support, as I know you have supported women out there with your work, mm-hmm. as we were just talking about. But what else would you like to, did you have anything you want to add to that conversation this morning?
Well, on BOFI Global, we also have a blog. And what I would like to do, because I love to write and I love to speak and I would love to come on and talk about some of the people that, women that I'll be celebrating. I've celebrated a lot for Black history, and I would say Black her story, but and Black history. Mm. But I would like to celebrate people don't know, like, say, for instance, I'm doing something or a piece on Serena Williams. People don't know the backstory. They just know, oh, she played tennis, oh, she won, and a sister, and all of that. But they don't know the type of money she's made, the endorsement deals that she does, and about her businesses. Like, she also has a business about that she created products also for topical pain relief, muscles, and skincare, you know? And I just think that's incredible. And she's targeting for athletes, you know what I'm saying? She's an advocate for women in sport, you know, especially Black women in sport. So I just want to celebrate during Women's History Month, just bringing out the unsung heroes that you see in the public, but you really don't know what they're doing behind the scenes. But I think that's important for young people to see and to know, and anybody who's trying to be an entrepreneur, that is not, you're not always what you do. Like, you know, you can take the title hairstylist, which is so much more, and that's what Dr. Bernard has taught me. I'm so much more than just that, you know. So that's why I personally retired my chair about 6-7 years ago, as far as going in the salon, and started working on other projects and working with Dr. Bernard. So in celebration of Women's history, I feel that I'm going to just do more, and I would like to have a meeting, and I would like to suggest some things we could do in support of Women's Month, and one of the things is probably supporting you and what you're doing to get set. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
because you're going to be right in front of women,
awesome.
and we're supporting that,
awesome.
and just talking confidence and speaking life, you know, into
That's
everything
right.
that they do, and keep encouraging them to seek God and to just prosper, because that's what God wants for us, you know. But first,
that's
we have
right.
to start with what I talked about the other day, mental health. We need to get our mental health right. We have to get our spiritual life right, and we have to live according to the word. And then God will release his blessings upon us.
Okay. Well, you took the word health right out of my mouth.
Wow.
That's exactly what I was leading to, because Dr. Evans, Eugene, Michael, we talk about, you know, it is Women's History Month, but before the show started, and I'm on with Michael, and I think Nicole Marie was here, and we were talking about, I call it Women's Health Month as well. It's Women's Hair Month. It's all the above. Like you said, it's her story. Eugene, and you're absolutely right, fellas. So we honor, and today I wanted the spotlight hour to feature strong men being able to support our women around the world in this way. So thank you, guys. Wow. All right. I'm just loving this. Now, remind everybody, Dr. Evans, folks can always
find you across social media and websites and things like that? Anything you want to share on that level?
I just want to talk about really the BOFI global affiliate partnerships for listeners and what we're doing with our offer there and what we are looking to do in the community by offering partnerships. And I just want to say that, you know, BOFI affiliate partnerships, that it offers a strategic and lucrative opportunity for any business to thrive in today's competitive landscape, for number one, okay? And by joining our community of affiliates, you not only gain access to a diverse range of high-quality products, but also unlock a plethora of rewards. And when I speak of rewards, I never shared with you that BOFI World has its own co-branded visa, whereby those residents in America can really participate through this whole BOFI affiliate program, and they can also have their reward points and that they earn turn into reward dollars to go to their own visa that can be utilized throughout the United States and the rest of the world to make their purchases online, offline, and anywhere Visa is accepted. So that's one of the incentives we do offer is our BOFI Global Visa with BOFI World, and I am thankful for that opportunity to be partnered with Visa for BOFI. And we offer great commissions and stuff like that that are sold through their own community and their referrals that we'll get, that they will get in their own network. So I want to empower those individuals to go to our website, and that's BOFI Global, and look at how they can become an affiliate or a member. And we can talk about how they can leverage that resource and that partnership to monetize their networks effectively as well, and also our loyalty and reward points and everything like that to dedicate it into a tangible benefit so they can see the true benefits of that in fostering long-term engagements to make those long-term engagements profitable for them.
Well, these days, Dr. Evans, you know, we call it the gig economy, where especially, you know, the current generations out there, they are just doing it up with becoming affiliate marketers. And it's so easy to do so. So that's what I love when I went to BOFIGlobal.com, because I was able to see all that about the affiliates program there. And I just thought that was and it's funny because right before you mentioned it, I had already wrote it down on my paper. So I was going, that was exactly where we were going. So you just got there before me. You guys have been doing that this morning, and I love it.
Well,
so awesome
it, job. It, by surprise, I just want to see how I can actually give back and also empower others to get in into the marketplace of business and help them to develop a business for themselves in so many different ways, but at least having a platform that they can also leverage to their own network and then teach them how to monetize that and grow that too and make it a lot more vibrant for like-minded individuals that want to be into that marketplace as entrepreneurs. I think that everybody has a voice that we can collaborate and bring unity and unification to something, as I said earlier, as it relates to hair and all that is that we're doing to amplify that. So this is what BOFI has been working on for a while. I just want to see how I could reach others and broaden our community, strengthen them and strengthen their networks and strengthen our network also to propel their businesses to unprecedented heights that I believe they will enjoy through the BOFI Global membership. And so
that for me is one of the things that I wanted to share today, and I want them to at least visit the website, peruse around it. It costs them nothing to peruse around, take a look, and I want to see how we can leverage these conversations whereby we bring knowledge into their minds and into their awareness. And so there are so many different things now that they can get involved with and monetize it. And I want to see them embark upon their journeys, and grow and become extremely successful. So all to Beyofi Visa Rewards Program. Again, that is something that was just a vision of mine, and then it became a tangible reality. So I would say to the listeners, anything that you can see, pretty much it is achievable. It's going to be some work, but you can achieve. And our team, we can make sure that you have a good plan and strategy as we work towards that to help those entrepreneurs map out their journey towards success. And we just have a whole lot of other relationships that we can bring to those individuals. It doesn't matter if they're not in the hair business, but in business alike. So that's what I want to say on that affiliate program and the membership part of the program as well, that subscription-based. There's so much more that Beyofi Global has to offer. And I just want to say thank you to Michael Hopkins and to you. And Michael, it's been an honor just speaking to you from time to time, but we must get together.
Thank you. You too.
Yes,
you too, Dr. Evans. It's been a plum pleasing pleasure to speak to you.
Well, I would love to talk on some of these veterans initiatives that we're doing right there in our own backyards with you and wherever you are. But we know that our veterans and our military personnel that are in their offices and on duty and on call all around the world, that I just want to be able to see how we can actually assist them and give back to those who are actually being not only deployed, but those who are actually coming out of the military as well, and where we can join forces to bring resources so that they can also be reacclimated into this whole workforce in a different way if they choose to.
Wow. Again, sounds fantastic.
All right.
Thank you.
Eugene Davis, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for really making the connections with Beyofi and Beyofi Global and all that they're doing there and you guys are doing, and with the amazing Dr. Bernard Evans, who I just appreciate. And I feel like we've known him for so long with all that you're doing. I mean, it feels great. I think that's, like I think I said it before, there's a certain synergy and there's a certain chemistry, and either it happens or it doesn't. And, you know, and I am just honored and grateful, as you guys pointed out. And I want to throw it back at you. I feel the same way. I think this is something that's just going to continue to grow and to continue building on your global brand. So at Beyofi, great job with all that you're doing. Again, BeyofiGlobal.com. My special guest today, Eugene Davis, of course, and the big boss man over there at Beyofi, Dr. Bernard Evans. We so appreciate you. We really do. You just keep doing what you're doing. And hopefully we'll have you back here. You know, I'm going to keep my fingers crossed, but we're going to try to get you back here as often as your schedule will allow. Okay? So you heard it from my mouth today.
It would be my pleasure. All right. Thank you.
Yes, likewise.
And God bless you all. Thank you so much.
Likewise. Oh, awesome. Okay, Dr. Evans, Eugene, thank you both. Thank you so much. All right. Okay, Michael, thank you so much. Were they not just fantastic? These two fellas
bring it. Very much so, Carrie. Very much so.
Now,
awesome. They always bring it. Awesome.
They do. And, folks, go to beyofiglobal.com. Again, Beyofi global.com. Beyofi Global, we love them. All right.
Michael, I got to say, coming up on Tuesday, Tuesday's our next show, an all-new Vet Talk Radio at 8:30 with you and so much more all next week, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern for Hair Radio Morning Show. Thank you so much for being part of this experience today. We just love you. And continue to do what you do. Have a great weekend. And here's our outro. Let's go in and get our outro on. And Michael, awesome job this week. Great guest.
Yes. Great guest.
All right. Here's our outro, folks. Make it a good weekend.
It's time again to bring today's edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close.